Random House Audio presents Superheroes, Capes, Cowls, and the Creation of Comic Book Culture by Lawrence Maslin, based on the documentary film by Michael Cantor. Read for you by Lawrence Maslin.
Introduction. Writer's Rostrum. Hey there, apostles of adventure. Everyone has a favorite superhero. Whether you first fell in love with Tobey Maguire's Peter Parker or Steve Ditko's original version, no matter how you got there, it's a good bet that your first encounter with a superhero made your heart soar a little higher, your life a little more colorful, your dreams a little bolder. It could be that you were still in your PJs one Saturday morning and glimpsed your first superhero on TV. Or maybe he burst forth in full Dolby surround sound in the darkened hush of a multiplex. Or it could be that you're one of those young upstarts who are digging your superheroes on those newfangled devices, zooming from panel to panel by swiping your fingers across a screen. But if you've picked up a copy of this book, the odds are good that you've also picked up a comic book at some point in your life. And you probably remember the first time a four-color superhero comic book caught your eye. Maybe it was on a spinning rack on the counter of your friendly neighborhood candy store. Maybe it was lent to you by a pal in the bunk above yours at summer camp. Perhaps your mom bought it for you in the supermarket, or perhaps you stumbled into a local comic book shop and gasped at the wide array of do-gooders and crime fighters spread out on the shelves against the wall. Still, it's hard to believe that superheroes have only been a part of the American culture for three-quarters of a century. This companion volume complements our three-hour PBS documentary series, Superheroes: A Never-Ending Battle. Most of the time, that battle is between the forces of good.